9.1.
With the aerodynamics, there are three development tools available to us. The first is CFD software, computational fluid dynamics. With that, the tests would obviously be virtual, based on a computer model. The second option is to go into a wind tunnel with a scale model or a full-size mock-up. In either case, we'd probably need to use a tunnel with a rolling road.
Would that be necessary?
Well, the thing is, the wheels generate a lot of turbulence when they're spinning, so to simulate that, you need a rolling road.
Yes, I know, but if we go for a bodywork design where the wheels are mostly enclosed, which is likely, would that be an issue?
Possibly not. It depends how fully enclosed they are.
Okay, I'm just raising the question.
Sure, it's something we can look at. The third option, then, is field testing, actually running the prototype outside on a runway or somewhere. So we can use these tools in isolation or as a combination. The question is, how can we gather as much data as possible with the limited budget we have?
Well, we need to bear in mind that the problem with aero is that it's not just about data gathering. You also have to validate the data. CFD and wind tunnels are not 100% reliable. The acid test only comes when you try out a full-scale prototype in real conditions. We need to make sure that everything is tried and tested outside with a full-scale trial run.
Yeah, but let's not forget we're designing a car that does 100 kilometers an hour. It's not a supersonic aircraft. The aero is not going to be that critical.
Plus, with changeable weather, it's not easy to do back-to-back testing out in the field.
No, of course not. I'm just saying we need to be careful, and we need to take...